Hello and welcome to the Allegheny Institute Report on the Lincoln Institute Radio Journal. I'm Eric Montardi. Joining me today is the Executive Director of the Allegheny Institute, Frank Gamrat. Frank, how are you today?
I'm doing well, Eric. How are you?
I'm doing fine, Frank. Thank you very much. Your recent policy brief talked about the first quarter downtown Pittsburgh vacancy rate. Can you give our listeners an idea of what the first quarter looked like?
Vacancy rates for office buildings in Pittsburgh's what we call the Central Business District, but most people know it as the Golden Triangle, have been a bit of a concern for a long time, but especially since the pandemic. When the pandemic hit in 2020, a lot of companies shut down, sent their employees home, allowed them to work from home instead of coming into the office. And that culture is kind of stuck. I mean, here we are, 2025, and some firms are requiring their employees to go back, but a lot of them are still a little more flexible with space. Come in a couple days, you can stay home a couple days, but the end result really was these firms looked around and decided that, well, we don't really need the footage. We don't need the space that we once had. We're paying for empty space. Let's consolidate. Let's move. Let's downsize, whatever the phrase you want to use is. And they ended up, you know, moving around. And as a result, some of these buildings started to become more vacant. Now, again, the vacancy becomes an issue because a value of an office building depends on how much money it makes in rental. Vacant building means less value. Less value means they go to the local governments, the municipal school and county, and say, well, we want to challenge our assessment. A lot of companies have challenged the assessment and won. And as a result, the school district, the municipality, and the county have had to not only get less in revenues, but they've had to give refunds on years past when they quote unquote overcharged these building owners. So it's become a pretty hot button issue, and we've been keeping track of it since the pandemic. And so what we can say is in the first quarter of 2025, for all classes of buildings, the vacancy rate in downtown Pittsburgh was 21.8%. Now, it was about the same in the fourth quarter of 2024, up a little bit from 19-something percent in the third quarter of 2024, but you don't expect a lot of movement between quarters. So let's go back to 2021, which was still at the tail end of the pandemic, but still in the pandemic, it was 19.6%. Now, that's all classes of buildings, A, B, C, and lower. A is what we call the trophy classes, and in Class A, Pittsburgh was at 19.8% in the first quarter of 2025, but they were 18.1% in the first quarter of 2021. So what we did is we looked at a sample of other cities around the country. We have eight: Charlotte, Cincinnati, Columbus, Dallas, Los Angeles, New York, Raleigh, Durham, San Francisco. And the average vacancy rate for all classes in 2025 first quarter is 24. So Pittsburgh at 21.8 came out a little bit better. And the average in for the Class A buildings is 22.4. And again, at 19.8, Pittsburgh comes out a little bit better. So Pittsburgh's holding its own when it comes to vacancy rates compared to other cities. But this movement of, well, we need to somehow bring these vacancy rates down. Oh, I know, let's convert them to residential, has sort of gained some legs. And it's caused a little bit of issues here in Pittsburgh because that's what we want to do. What we is in the ruling class, the government class, etc. And it's coming with a price tag that is unfortunately falling on the shoulders of taxpayers.
On that point, Frank, tell us a little bit about the ease of converting these office buildings to residential living.
Like I said, that's sort of become a bit of a call. Well, you can just convert to residential. The problem is it depends on the building and its age. Older buildings, which have fallen into Class B or lower categories, are more easily converted for a very simple reason. One, of course, is natural light. Older buildings pre-1970 relied on more natural light, and of course, homes like natural light. The second thing is something as simple as plumbing. You know, these buildings, these high rises are sealed. And what do you do about condensation from a shower or cooking or something like that? Because all of the plumbing tends to be in the center of the building. Class A and newer buildings are not very useful for conversion simply because it's relied more on fluorescent lighting. And you still have the plumbing issue. But, you know, you get into this notion of, well, physically, how easy is it going to be to individually plumb an apartment versus plumb a floor, because, you know, all the bathrooms are in the center of the hallway. Well, when you're in your apartment, you want a bathroom off your bedroom, you want water in your kitchen, your laundry. And so with the older buildings, while they may have the natural light, maybe easier to plumb, you run into issues like foundations, you run into issues like, you know, age of brick and whatnot. And so these tend to be a stickier issue, and conversions just are not that simple. Now, we wrote a paper in last year in 2024 that looked at conversion of buildings. And older buildings, while they're are more apt to being converted. They're more expensive to being converted because, you know, with older buildings, you just have some issues that you may not have thought of or expected to encounter until you got in there. And so we're not seeing much in the way of conversion. And now the additional problem that you have is increased interest rates, and you have increased prices of construction materials. You know, since 2020, those things have gone up. They really haven't come down yet. So we're finding it expensive. And as a result, you know, here in downtown Pittsburgh, and I'm sure it's happened elsewhere across the state, the governor comes rolling in late 2024 and they unveil a $600 million downtown renovation project that has three buildings on conversion watch. And the governor has posed some money towards them. One, of course, being the YWCA in downtown Pittsburgh. And it was going to be 30% of the apartments was in that one building. But because of the interest rates and construction costs, that seems to be scuttled for now as a lien has been put on that building. But, you know, the governor came in and promised money for conversions that they really the taxpayers have no business in underwriting.
So what role should the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania be playing in downtown Pittsburgh or any other downtown in Pennsylvania?
Right. Well, you know, there's two things that the government can really do to help out the office market. One, provide an environment where businesses can thrive, where businesses can grow, new businesses can come in. In downtown Pittsburgh, and I'm sure downtown Philadelphia and some of the other core cities of the Commonwealth, you have such an old mentality of, well, you're a successful business, you need to pay more, you pay your fair share, we'll levy taxes on this, that, and the other, we'll put up regulations on things like sick leave, prevailing wages, and all that kind of stuff, and that sort of keeps businesses out. The second thing, and probably the easiest one for most governments to combat, would then be the environment, the panhandling, the homelessness, the drug use. You know, a lot of businesses in downtown Pittsburgh since 2020 have cited that as reasons for leaving the downtown. There was a local restaurant that moved because he got tired of cleaning up crack pipes and needles in his doorway and watching people having a good time in doorways. He got tired of that kind of element, people stealing food off the counters because it was a walk-in hot dog shop. He moved out to another area into the U.S. Steel building where he feels more comfortable, more safe. You know, providing these businesses and quite frankly, the visitors of downtown, whether they be business or leisure, they need to feel safe. People need to feel like if they walk down the street, they're not going to be assaulted, mugged, or asked for money. And whether that's real or perceived, it's a perception that's on right now that these local governments can really actively step up and handle without a whole lot of trouble.
Frank, great stuff as always, and we always encourage our listeners to visit our website, www.alleghenyinstitute.org, to read this brief and others. For Frank Gamrat, this is Eric Montardi. This has been the Allegheny Institute Report on Lincoln Institute Radio Journal.